trusted, live, and local. Your community, all morning long, here on 1480 WHBC.
Welcome back. We're live and local this morning. I'm Jordan Miller. Thanks for joining us. It's 10:48, and it is still chilly out there, 34 degrees outside. Joining us right now, we have State Representative Thomas West of Canton, who has just been appointed to a new position. How are you?
Oh, I'm too blessed, Jordan. It's great to be on your show.
All righty. All right, Mr. West. So inform people listening right now, you will now serve as the Assistant Minority Leader in the Ohio House.
Correct? Yes. I am truly blessed to have been appointed for that position. To serve all of Ohio, but more specifically to be able to be one of the leaders of the House Democratic Caucus.
How did you get to this position? How was it that you were named the Assistant Minority Leader?
Well, let me say this. You know, I think we all have 35 leaders in the Democratic side of the House of Representatives. All of us are leaders in our right, and as we come there, we come with a mandate to serve the people that we work for, right? And, you know, obviously, I've built a lot of good relationships while I've been at the State House on both sides of the aisle, but more specifically in my own caucus. You know, I was the president of the Black Caucus, and, of course, that lent itself to show, you know, some of the work that I've done over the years and, of course, passed a lot of bills. So, you know, a lot of the members asked me to run for the minority leader position. And as a result of it, I went ahead and stepped up and was trying to make a transition as our last leader, Amelia Sykes, stepped down to run for a different office. So with that being the case, that's what kind of put me in a position to run for minority leader. And as a result of that, we had a pretty tight race between me and Allison Russo, who we work very well together. We work on several committees together, and it just so happens she won the minority leader, and then I took the assistant minority position, and of course the caucus voted me unanimously.
What role comes with being the assistant minority leader?
So always in number two, and I'm going to use Kurt Schering's statement. You know, obviously number two means you get crapped on a lot. No, the reality is what comes on it is you're working along with the leadership team, you know, and basically when I go in, I know one of the number one things I'll be working on and that we'll be working on is redistricting and making certain that we address the issues of our staffing. We have to stabilize the caucus. Obviously, when you get leadership change, you get a little shakeup and there's some different roles that need to happen. So right off the bat, those are some of the things that we will be doing, working with staff, working with, of course, all of our partners and our strategic partners, if you will, moving forward.
Let's talk about the redistricting a little bit. I know that there was a push to get Canton and Jackson Township in the same Ohio House district.
That's true.
So why were you testifying against that?
Well, it wasn't so much I was testing against, you know, Jackson Township lines. I was testifying against all across the state of Ohio, making certain that there's representational fairness. And as you've seen, the Supreme Court struck that down and said that they need to have more fairness in that map. And more specifically, it needs to be proportionate to the voters, right? So we know that there's a 54-46 voting out there. So those lines and those districts need to be able to be reflective of that, you know, 54-46 percentage, if you will, across the state.
Okay.
So they have 10 days to redraw those lines. And I'll say this, no matter what lines you draw in Stark County, I got you. I'm going to work for Stark County. And I think our delegation has always taken on that mantra, and that we're going to serve the members of Stark County no matter where they are at. And I believe that I can speak that for the rest of my colleagues at the State of the House as well within the Stark County District.
Where do we go from here, though, as they continue to do the redistricting? What you said, the next one they have... They have, what, 10 days?
Yeah, so, you know, they disbanded the commission. So the first thing they have to do is to actually come back and reestablish that commission. that has to draw the maps. Now, we won't be starting from scratch because obviously you have all the data, you have the maps. Mm-hmm. Now you got to make certain that those consultants are breaking those maps down to make certain that they're representational fairness, if you will.
Okay.
So that's going to be very interesting to see how that rolls out. Now, here's the big thing. We got a February 2nd deadline in order to get our petitions in. Okay. So if you're looking at 10 days from now, you're talking around the 24th, I think, somewhere around there, then if we, the 24th, that means you only have less than 6 days, maybe 7-8 days to get your petitions, your signatures and your petitions. And right now we won't know what those numbers are. And, you know, like, so right now I'm District 49. I hope I stay that because I like to grind 49. But one of the things that someone could, their number may change. And therefore the whole ballot has to be, or the whole petition has to be thrown out and start again. So that's going to be a challenge. And I'm hoping that the legislature can come back and push those, push that back some.
Okay.
So that people have time to get their petitions in, but also be able to, know what their district is.
We have about 2 minutes or so before we have to get to break. What else is happening in the area that you think our listeners should hear?
Well, you know, I got some wonderful things coming out, and obviously my bill, House Bill 508, I want you to keep your eyes open for it. It's a equal parenting bill, something that is, again, trying to really look at the issues of making certain that we're doing what's best for the child. And I believe that when both parents are involved in a child's life, that child is much more successful than not. So that's a bill that will be you'll be hearing more of throughout the months to come.
Yeah, I was at a seminar a couple days ago, and that actually popped up in my news feed, the equal parenting throughout Ohio. And it struck up a conversation. I didn't read it. I just saw the headline and the people around me. There was a gentleman who he went through a custody thing, and immediately it went right to his ex-wife, you know, the children.
Well, automatically, yeah.
Automatically. And he told me, he said, I had to prove that she was unfit to have her children instead of them just splitting it up 50-50. That way we both got to be there and, you know, have the same say. So personally, I think that's great, especially I know a lot of young parents who are married, and if they go through something like that, I think that that'll be big.
Well, and it reduces the amount of friction from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Both parents, you know, when they decide to split up, they know at that point in time that they're still going to have access to their child, and that child is not going to be used as some political pawn. It's important for us to make certain that we have both parents in that kid's life through the age 18 and beyond, and that kid would be much more successful as a result of it.
All right, Representative Thomas West, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
All right, God bless you.